We have Steelers breaking news. Shea Glazer, man, can he get a scoop or what when it comes to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers? The news we've all been waiting for, holding our breath on. So many varying opinions across the Steelers media landscape. It's a shock to none. Russell Wilson, minutes ago, named Steelers starting quarterback. Mike Tomlin meeting with Jeff Hathorn and others right now. We will get some of that audio for you. He described it as, quote, a difficult decision.
The bamboozling of Dan Orlovsky is complete.
He called it a difficult decision.
What, did he do it while he was, like, constipated?
He's a pretty good liar. He's got that part, the lying to the media thing, down pat.
Not really, because you don't believe him and neither do I. It wasn't a difficult decision because it wasn't a decision, period. There was never a decision to be made.
Bad liar.
Yeah. Why are you calling him a good liar? You and I don't believe it. Neither did any of the local media. The national media, he's going on with Rich Eisen in 18 minutes, and Rich is going to go, Mike, I bet this, you said this was tough.
Excruciating.
Oh, Mike, I bet, Mike, this must have had you in cold sweats.
I mean, a good follow-up question there is, what made it a difficult decision? Because when Russ became cleared to play, with the calf issue subsided, it pretty much turned into his team, and you got him out of the game Saturday in Detroit after only 5 snaps. He said it was a difficult decision in a positive way because of what both guys did, but if you went back and watched the Buffalo preseason game, 99% of fans say that it was a difficult decision in a negative way because neither guy had done anything. This was where we were going to end up. I thought it could have happened sooner. It happened today. This is where we were going to end up because this is how Mike Tomlin always wanted to do it. And in this case, I'm not going to harangue him for it. I think this is the proper way to handle the two quarterbacks. You start with Russell Wilson, and if it doesn't work, you turn to Justin Fields for some kind of jolt or some kind of shot in the arm or some kind of bump from putting the enigmatic running quarterback who can score a touchdown on any play, could also score a touchdown for the other team on almost any given play. You go with him when your team needs some kind of shock back to life.
So he's the human defibrillator.
I think it would have been much harder to do it the other way around. Hey, Russ, we promised you and we signed you for the veteran minimum when you wanted to stick it to Denver. We told you that day that you were going to be our starting quarterback. Well, we lied. We misled you. In fact, Justin Fields came in here and just blew us away, and now we're going to have you hold a clipboard until he F's up.
Good explanation from one of our many characters on the show, who's a Twitter character, specifically a guy who DMs me during the show. Donnie's Landlord chimes in with a good explanation.
Is that his Twitter handle?
No.
Because if not, he should go with it. At Donnie Football's Landlord.
It's not his Twitter handle, but he said he's got to say it was difficult and try to really sell that it was, because he indicated to Fields it was a competition. And if Fields feels like he was lied to, he might check out a little bit. So at least publicly, Tomlin has to say, this was a difficult choice that I had to make, because he might have to keep the peace with the guy who didn't get
but
the
Fields
job.
But Fields wasn't born yesterday. He had to see the way practices went in minicamp, and then as soon as Russell Wilson got
but he
healthy.
Could also, well, he could also say, I got a ton of run with the ones, and maybe he watched Russell Wilson up close and said, wow, he looks healthy enough to go, but he's not. I keep getting the reps. I don't think that's implausible. That maybe he's not born yesterday, but you still want to make it look good for the public.
So you think
sake.
Justin Fields really thinks that he lost out on this job by a nose? That
didn't
it was a
Justin
photo finish?
Fields just last week say, I think I've shown what I can do?
Yeah,
I mean, that tells me he at least...
That's him having
so you
confidence
think he's,
in his...
Okay.
That's him having confidence in his own abilities and his own production. That's not the same as him thinking Mike Tomlin really took this to the finish line and wanted 3 days of Steelers practice to see who was the starting quarterback.
He wanted Steelers on Steelers before he could really come to a decision.
And then played Fields every day with the backups for
now,
those
3 days. Now,
do you think
he and Glazer got all liquored up and he goes, you know, Jay.
He told Jay when
come
they
on,
were...
Come on, this is not Justin's
he
job.
He told Jay that when they were ripping shots with Brett Michaels 2 weeks ago and was like, hey, when we get to August 28th, it's our last day of practice, you can at 1:45 tweet out that Russell Wilson is going to be the quarterback.
You think Michaels in that whole span of time tries to pitch a play call to Tomlin? He's like, hey, I got this thing drawn up on my phone here. You want to take a look at it?
Andy Reid said he doesn't care where a good idea comes from. Didn't a janitor give him a play?
A janitor gave him a play that helped him score a touchdown. Yeah. They had a play a janitor called that scored a touchdown. I think a couple college coaches have told similar stories where some guy gave them a play and they were like surprisingly good.
You know what this gets back to with Russell Wilson for me, and I think you agree, and I think Donnie does too. This comes down to a continuation of Mike's plan that he's had since Ben Roethlisberger retired, which is we are going to win a certain way, and the way that he has decided to try to win in the NFL in 2024 is to zig when everyone else zags. The Chiefs have Mahomes, I don't. The Bills have Allen, I don't. The Bengals have Burrow, I don't. Those teams have high-powered offenses led by all-pro quarterbacks. I don't have that anymore. So his counterpunch or countermove is, let me build what I think is the best defense in the league, coached by me, I'm a defensive mastermind. Let's pour more money into it than anybody in the NFL. And let's find quarterbacks who don't screw it up. And Russell Wilson is a great example of that. Chris, you like to bring up that stretch in the middle of the season where the Broncos went 5-0 and the Broncos beat four playoff teams. Great teams. The Chiefs, the Bills, the Packers, the Browns, so that's four, and then the Vikings were thrown in there. So five teams, four made the playoffs. The Broncos allowed, defensively, 16 points per game during that five-game stretch.
Can I stop you for 1 minute? We do have breaking news on the Steelers that actually is breaking and possibly negative, very negative. Isaac Seumalo left today, apparent pec injury, undergoing tests to determine the severity. Not good.
Who said not good?
I mean, just not good in terms of, you know what pec injuries can sometimes be. That's Schefter reporting this, FYI.
Oh, man, it went right to the Schefter.
Correct. Like 3 minutes ago, you were in the middle of
a
very...
So that's not a Faribault thing. That's right to Schefter. Jeez. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought left guard and best lineman being potentially hurt for a while, who knows?
He is their best lineman. Okay.
He's definitely their best lineman.
Well, then I'll just pivot to this. Does this make the decision to go with Russell Wilson more questionable?
Still doesn't for me, because you were on a roll there, I thought, with what you described, because it's pretty much what I had scribbled on my paper
here. I understand that, but the thing about the offensive line, the argument that people have made for Fields eventually either replacing Russ...
It's a negative argument. It's they're so bad on the offensive line that they need a guy who can run around
back
there.
That on-schedule offense is not going to work. Well, if this would be bad. If Seumalo's out, he is their most consistent offensive lineman. That would mean, and you already lost your backup guard, Herbig, so you'd start three rookies on the line when Fautanu's ready. McCormick, Fautanu, Frazier. You know, I don't think this was true by the time we got to the last preseason game, but I can tell you this much about McCormick. At least very early on in practices, I know that there's at least a few people over there who thought there's a chance he actually ends up being the best of the three linemen.
Love the Mahler type of mentality.
Yes. Yeah,
he makes me feel better than having diamond in the rough with him. He makes me feel better than having, like, say, a Kendrick Green type guy back there. He's a big dude.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, Kendrick Green would never have been allowed to play guard.
Actually, Kendrick Green has been fine at guard. Yeah. So, never mind. I shouldn't take shots at him.
No, but I just thought that's one of those rare things that I think blows up a discussion like we're having midstream, at least for a minute or two. We don't know how severe it is, but when I hear pec injury, I don't like.
Well,
what
when
I
also see that it gets on Schefter's radar and it's not tweeted out by, no disrespect to Dulac or Alan Saunders or Jeff or somebody like that, it went right up
the ladder
to the top insider in the entire sport here.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not good.
I did think that your original line of inquiry, though, on Russell Wilson and why he started is right. I think Tomlin believes he is going to give the Steelers and give Tomlin what Tomlin probably thought he would get from Kenny Pickett. Controlled, unspectacular offense, but good enough, like efficient. He'll get the ball. If it's in the red zone, he's probably going to cash in with a touchdown. He had 20 touchdowns in the red zone. He didn't really give the ball away in that area of the field last year. He's going to give you, Like, I think Mike Tomlin would sign up right now, don't you, for like 20 touchdowns and six picks from Russ Wilson? Like, keeps the turnovers down, throws a little more than a touchdown a game.
Oh, man. Would he sign up for that?
Okay, let me
probably.
Let me up the number, that's 22 touchdowns. So it's almost 1.5 per game.
I think he'd
feel like he was going to run the ball in a lot.
I think he wants to sign up for the exact stats he put up last year in Denver.
26-8.
Even though that got him benched there with two games left, and he was given an unprecedented amount of money to go away. I think Mike Tomlin is like
the old dude at the
end. I think he's like the old dude at the end of Babe who looks at the pig and says, "That'll do, pig."
Never saw that. James Cromwell, right?
Donnie, ever see Babe?
Nope.
Talking pig?
I think the guy who's who says that'll do is also the bad guy in L.A. Confidential, which is one of my easy five favorite movies.
Donnie, I'll just flip it to you now. If Sayamalu is out for a very long time, does that have your confidence in Wilson wavering here?
I don't know if I would just put it right on Wilson if it's the best lineman on the team that is going out, because I think they'd have problems regardless. I mean, yeah, you have the higher probability of Fields running around and doing something crazy good. But you're also going to have the higher probability of Fields running around and doing something crazy
bad. All right,
fine.
So leave Fields out of it for a second. Are you less confident in Russell Wilson having a good year if Sayamalu is lost for an extended period of time?
A little bit.
You? Would you make it more than a little bit? Is a guard that valuable? I mean, he's not DeCastro in his prime.
He's
not Fanica.
It hurts
that
if he's gone for a while, it hurts them.
But
clearly,
if we're power ranking their offensive lineman, he is definitely their best one.
He's also like the wise man of that offensive line.
His football intellect, Kelsey said this when he left. Kelsey said he was the smartest football player he had ever been around.
Scariest, too, if you talk to Kabali, he'd say, just come up to you in the locker room, you'd try to talk to him, he'd stare a hole through you. No, I'm not going to say that, because here's the thing. He started this season. He was going to go into this season as clearly their best lineman. My hope was that one of the two tackles was going to supplant him as that by the end of the year. That you were going to have either Fautanu have a big-time rookie season or Broderick Jones show what he can do.
And Chris, that would have been a reasonable opinion to have on a passing of the torch, say when they showed up to Latrobe. Since then, Broderick Jones has played out of position and hasn't looked very good at his old position of right tackle. And Fautanu has a knee brace that looks like the one that Stone Cold Steve Austin used to wear.
I saw Fautanu. I said that to you guys in the back. I saw Fautanu wearing a brace that made me think back to what I had on my knee when I left the hospital.
And he said that he's going to try to get out there and practice next week. I mean, he is far from a given in Atlanta. In fact, as a betting man, and I win a significant amount of bets, I am betting that he is not going to start in Atlanta.
I saw Dan Moore repping at right tackle, which almost gave me the vapors today. I saw Alan Saunders tweet that.
I mean, I'm going to throw something out there with that just crazy conspiracy theory. Do you think that if Fautanu is out, I mean Fautanu, he's not out.
If Sayamalu's out,
they could move Fautanu to guard? He's played it. But then why you have, I mean, you'd have...
Isn't Dan Moore a guy that allegedly could play guard too?
You do that though. Now we're talking about moving
way
all
too many
kinds
deck
of,
chairs on that
exactly.